This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam today. The Prime Minister is currently addressing a massive booth sammelan of BJP workers at Khanapara in Guwahati.
Congress sarkar ke mukable 5 guna jyada rupiye mil rahe hain. Agar main pichle 11 varsh ki baat karun to Assam ko tamam vikas pariyojanaon ke liye kendra sarkar se 5.5 lakh crore रुपए से अधिक मिले हैं. ये आंकड़ा आपको याद रहेगा. मैं जो आंकड़ा बोल रहा हूं याद रहेगा आपको. फिर से एक बार बोलता हूं, केंद्र सरकार से 5.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक मिले हैं. कितने कितने?
The Prime Minister inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu, a cross river Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. A report.
The Prime Minister, after inaugurating the bridge, virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. In addition, the Prime Minister also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM e-Bus Seva scheme for 4 cities of India, 100 buses for Guwahati, 50 each for Nagpur and Bhavnagar, and 25 buses for Chandigarh. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, and witnessed aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft and helicopters. The Prime Minister is on a day-long visit to Assam today. With Aminul's report from Guwahati, this is Anuja Kumar for Akashwani News.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Cabinet Committee today approved the launch of the Urban Challenge Fund with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The central assistance will cover 25% of the project cost, subject to raising minimum 50% of the project cost from the market. This will lead to a total investment of 4 lakh crore rupees in the urban sector in the next 5 years.
With the investment of 1 lakh crore from the Government of India, more than 4 lakh crore rupees investment will come for the entire urban area. All cities with 10 lakh plus population, all capitals, major industrial cities with 1 lakh plus population, and cities in northeast and hilly states, un sab ko leke aur bahut sari tier 2 aur tier 3 cities ko leke is project ko kiya jayega.
In a major boost to India's growing startup ecosystem, the Union Cabinet has also approved the establishment of the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a total corpus of 10,000 crore rupees for the purpose of mobilizing venture capital for the startup ecosystem of the country. Mr. Vaishnav said that the last cabinet meeting at South Block was held yesterday. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav announced that future cabinet meetings will now take place at Seva Tirth. The Center for Development of Telematics, CDOT, has signed an agreement with Synergy Quantum India Private Limited to collaborate in the field of quantum security. The Ministry of Communication informed that the agreement aims to strengthen India's cyber security against emerging quantum computing threats and will jointly develop an automated tool for detecting quantum vulnerable cryptographic algorithms in devices. In a major legal action against the banned extremist outfit People's Liberation Front of India, PLFI, in Jharkhand, a special NIA court has sentenced 6 active members of the organization to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment in a case related to terrorism. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Scotland were 12 for no loss in 2 overs against England in a Group C match in Kolkata when reports last came in. Earlier, Ireland defeated Oman by 96 runs in the Group B match in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.